You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What else going on? Did you see the story about the Swifties going after John Mayer?
I did see that. One of them wanted him to die.
Yeah, so, you know, the Taylor Swift's fans, sometimes referred to as Swifties, can be a little over the top and a little overly aggressive in their defense of their hero. And now that she is re-releasing some music, including her breakup song that she wrote for Jake Gyllenhaal, some are even going after John Mayer, one of her exes. He got a DM sent to him that said, "Bleep yourself, you ugly bleep. I hope you choke on something."
So it wasn't that bad.
And then she waited and she added, "Answer me, you bleep."
My gosh.
Well, guess what? John Mayer saw it. He did answer. And that apparently stunned the Swiftie, who was like, "Oh my!" And I'm reading, this is a direct quote.
Oh my God.
She goes, "My friend literally dared me to do that. She's a Taylor fan, and like, so am I. It was a dare. I'm sorry. I did not expect you to see." And John wrote back and said, "So it's a fun thing people are doing without taking into account that I might see it and be affected by it."
Wow.
So the bottom line of all this is, I kind of feel, this is personally, I like Taylor Swift. I think she's interesting and talented and all that. I think she needs to make a stronger effort to admonish the Swifties to not be so
mean
and aggressive.
Sure.
She fights against that when it's aimed at her.
Right.
Right? She's really, really adamant about fighting you back against people who are mean and aggressive.
Her minions are doing what she doesn't like.
And now there are millions of Swifties that are just, they're a little out of control. And I would like to see her stand up a little bit more than she has and say, "You guys need to stop it." What is her song? "You need to calm down."
And that new John Mayer song is actually really good, too.
I like it. I like it.
Side note.
Lastly from me, for those of you who are parents who grew up with your kids, not grew up, those of your kids grew up watching the Barney show on television. Barney and Friends. I love you. There's a documentary that's coming out. It's a three-parter. It's going to be on the Peacock Network. Apparently, the idea behind this docuseries is to explore how Barney is such a polarizing character, that you've got all these millions of little children who have loved him, but also the target, as they say here, quote, "the target of hate and rage across pop culture."
Why is that?
And the early internet.
He brought so much joy to so many people. They say he was like a rock star, captured the hearts of millions of children. Until it all went wrong.
I actually kind of want to see this series, I think. I think it could be interesting.
Walk in, you see Barney at the bar now. Slunched over.
Give me a double, Mac.
Shots. Where did it all go wrong?
Just like that, man. I remember many years ago, this was like 2006, 2007, whatever, I called a friend of mine. I said, "What are you doing?" And she said, "Well, my four-year-old somehow found a Spanish language television station showing Barney." She says, "So I'm listening to Barney in Spanish."
I'd watch that.
Right now.
I would watch that. That's funny.
So I guess they're singing the I Love You song in Spanish. But she said she's got it turned up to like 11 and she goes, "That's my life right now."
The only takeaway from that show for me were all the little kids he had on that show that were just so happy all the time. Their happiness level was like at a 12.
Let me ask you something.
It was awkward.
Is that a segment for our show tomorrow?
Nobody's that happy.
Well, just to talk about children's programming in general, whether it's Barney, Sesame Street, Teletubbies. Do you remember when that was a big thing?
Those were creepy.
Right? Creepy, right? Creepy. Captain Kangaroo, if you think about it, a little creepy for the older people in our audience when they were kids. I mean,
Blinky. Don't get me started on Blinky.
Right. So I think it is worthy of a segment on our show.
It might be.
I'm going to write it
down.
What's
the angle? That there's this, these characters are too creepy? It's fake enthusiasm?
I think the angle is, I understand what a challenge it is to put on a show for children. It must be really difficult.
To keep their interest. I mean,
right. You got to keep their interest. We were talking the other day. I was telling you about how Sesame Street, the idea for it came from beer commercials, of all things.
So they need to incorporate more beer in Sesame Street.
Yeah. And the Muppets used to be X-rated characters.
Well, let's
before they became children's characters.
Let's get a little more of that into these shows then, huh? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm going to make a note tomorrow to talk about children's programming and how parents really feel about it.
Come on down to Fraggle Rock, man.
I forgot about it. My son watched Fraggle Rock.
Oh, those little things were creepy. They're coming back, too. I saw a re-release of that's coming. Let's totally shift and talk about something completely different. This is trending right now. A deadly parasite that burrows into the body through your bare feet could be multiplying here in the United States of America. I'm not even going to try to pronounce this thing. It's got a big old long name ending with larva. They're microscopic, and here's what happens. If you walk on soil contaminated with sewage or fecal matter, which is possible if there's a flood or something, you know, so all this stuff comes up from the ground, this parasite enters your blood system by going up through your feet. It travels into your lungs. Once it's in your lungs, it goes through a couple of changes and then crawls its way up your trachea, which you then swallow back down into your stomach. And then it reaches your small intestine and digestive tract where it starts replicating itself, or AKA giving birth, says this story.
Well, this is the feel-good story of the day.
I just want everybody to know, put some shoes on today when you're walking around. They're finding it in the Appalachian Mountains, Alabama, and Texas right now.
Well, then it won't be long until it's here.
And scientists are saying it could spread through the rest of the United States. We got old parasite feet over here. So that's going around.
You're never a barefoot guy, though. I don't see you
ever. I do not care
ever.
To be in bare feet. Uh-uh. I don't.
I walk around outside in bare feet at my house.
I don't like it at all. Huh. I'm afraid I'm going to step on something sharp.
Okay.
Give me a tetanus shot. If you need an excuse to pig out, today is National Fast Food Day, so you can go get a double bacon, quarter, meatloaf, whatever in your mouth today. And on the heels of that, the annual poll is out finding that the average person is expected to gain 8 pounds over the holiday this year.
That sounds
eight
right.
8 lbs.
I'll say that, yeah.
But the story here is also saying that people, they don't really care. 90% of all people they surveyed said, you know what, I'm just going to enjoy the holidays this year. I don't really care what I'm going to eat. I'm just going to have a good time. And most of these people say that they deserve to treat themselves this year.
Yeah, they threw out the D word.
I deserve it.
Deserve is thrown around a lot, though.
Yeah. I don't know. There's some other stats.
I don't think people deserve half the stuff they claim they deserve.
You're probably
and
right.
And I stand by that.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah. Half maybe. The other half, no way. You
no
don't
way.
Deserve that.
You don't
that.
Deserve crap.
I'm speaking for myself, too. I don't deserve.
What do you not deserve right now?
Well, I'd have to think of specifics. I don't like to use that word, though.
I don't think I ever use that word. I deserve it. No, you don't.
You don't.
I also love parts of this story talking about the people that have eaten so much that they've had to undo a button on their belt.
Oh, sure, yeah.
They've eaten so much they felt sick.
Yeah.
And they know going in that they will be eating too much because they deliberately wear stretchy pants to accommodate more food.
I've got, how about Friday morning we talk about Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
And we talk about the whole debate, whether you eat a little bit during the day to stretch your stomach out or starve yourself.
Starve, man. I'm in the starve camp for that big old meal. I say on Friday, we get so much food in here that we eat until we're sick. We'll do it on the air.
See who pukes first.
And also, I just have to give you this since we've been talking about eating so much. So many listeners sent me this yesterday saying, please put this in your Fat America segment. It's Reese's new Reese's peanut butter pie.
Oh, yeah.
Just in time for Thanksgiving. It's a normal Reese's peanut butter cup, but it's 9 inches in diameter. So it's the size of a pie. They made 3,000 of them. They immediately sold out. And I would imagine because of the popularity, they'll pump out 3,000 more. But it's a big old peanut butter cup, man.
How beautiful to have a peanut butter cup a la mode.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Hold on, let me unbutton my pants.
Again.
All right, let's do clickbait. This is a weird one today. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. This little kitten is making the rounds this morning. It's a kitten that was born with 4 ears. And it has found its forever home. The name is Midas, and this little cat has gone viral. You can take a look at it. It's really weird looking on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
And there you go. That's what's trending now here on the Dom and Jeremy Show.